China's Tongji University was the leading team to come from a developing country. They built a Y-shaped house to compete in the contest. Hua Guodong is the candidate from Tongji University.
We put 6 old containers together to build a new house in order to decrease the cost. We got them from the quay in Shanghai. We found a way to use them in a low-carbon manner. The reason why we built it into Y shape was to make it roomier. We also removed the fixed walls to make it more flexible for different designs.
There are many interesting designs contained within this Y-shaped house.
So far, we've enjoyed it. Your kitchen is really unique and probably is designed more for the way you cook than the way other people cook.
The design put forward by these students from Tongji University was remarkable, particularly due to its heat-preserving design, as were a number of the other entries. It's hard to believe that all these houses were constructed by students alone, from the design and fundraising stages right through to construction and presentation. The competition was also a very good chance for students from different universities to communicate. David Dale is the student from the University of Maryland. He says he appreciated all the entries.
They did an extremely good job, and they have some very good engineering systems in there. I mean, every house here has done a great job, so that's why they're here.
The Energy Solar Decathlon is an award-winning program that challenges collegiate teams to design, build, and operate solar-powered houses that are cost-effective, energy-efficient, and attractive. The teams will compete in 10 contests, which is why the competition is called a decathlon. It is also known as the Olympic Games of Solar Energy. In 2013, this contest will be held in China, which will be the first time it's held in a developing country. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.